When Brian Rucker and Ryan Barrs became stepbrothers, they also became a band. Based in Atlanta, The Norm fuses hip-hop, rock, and pop, creating a sound that is anything but normal. Summer days, we use these summer days. I was just a little kid, looking up at pops. One day I'll be like him, Miami, my place of birth, the city took me. The Norm's new single, Summer Days, which you're hearing now, is out today, just in time for the summer solstice. The Norm headlined the AthFest Music Festival Saturday night. But first, they stopped by GPB to add two songs to our Georgia playlist.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, mamas.
My name is Brian Rucker, and I sing and play guitar in The Norm. The song I chose was Outkast's Miss Jackson.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
I chose Miss Jackson because growing up in the 90s, I remember the first time, the first song I heard from them was Elevators. And they were just very different than the hip-hop norm. They were very eccentric and very artistic, and this was something that you didn't really see from a lot of artists. There was a lot of gangster rap going on, and it was just a different landscape. And when they came through, they were really true artists. They went on to have a lot of hits. But Miss Jackson kind of crossed that pop threshold, and I love all genres of music, and I love pop music. I think it's... people can say what they want about it, but there's a reason that the masses like pop music. There's a reason people like T-Swift. Seeing that crossover from a band that started in a very much a hip-hop scene in Atlanta and being able to cross that pop threshold was really cool. Even the content. It's a love song, essentially.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love.
I think it's timeless. I think it's unbelievable. You could still, every karaoke bar you go in, that's the barometer of timeless music, is how many people are singing in a karaoke bar. And I think that's a go-to every single night.
If I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the good year swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever, forever. Never seen.
Hey, T.I.P. You know your folk be staying down on the road, man. Rolling all the way from Florida, M.I.A. on up to Duval, on up to Tennessee. A lot of the real G's showing love. You know
I'm Ryan Barrs, and I rap in The Norm. The song I chose was Rubber Band Man by T.I.
But a lot of folk, man, they still be looking like they don't know who I'm ill. So let me tell them who I'm ill.
Rubber Band Man, wild as the Taliban. Rolls on my right, getting large in my other hand.
That was the first song that I heard from T.I., and that was off his album, Trap Music. And I think it's so cool that, you know, he's one of the forefathers of trap as a subgenre of hip-hop, as well as Gucci Mane and Jeezy. And I was in, like, middle school when that stuff came out, so I was super influenced by that. And I think it's so interesting today that trap has become what it has become, and it's influenced music all across the globe. You know, now it's, you have country trap crossover, like Old Town Roads, biggest song of this year, all the way to like K-pop songs where they're incorporating those sounds. Or like, if you listen, the other day I went down this rabbit hole of listening to K-pop, listening to French rappers and German rappers, and
K-pop.
The new artists all have that like trap hi-hat 808. It's just like, it's all a derivative of what the sound that was born in Atlanta. So I think it's really cool that Atlanta has really inspired the world, which is pretty huge. There's tons of rock influences and blues influences from Atlanta, but I think hip-hop has become a heavyweight in pop music.
And hip-hop's the most popular music there is right now. It's number one music, and if you listen to it, it's not really, it's pop music. It's the most popular genre. Right.
You go to a party, what do you hear? We wouldn't have the trap we have today without that, so you always have to pay homage and respect to that.
It's all derivative. It's evolution. The sounds have changed. Like from a production standpoint, the sounds have changed a lot.
For sure. But it's still, you still got that rolling 808 hi-hat, and the bass drum is still there. Just other sounds might.
What does he say?
Who
I'm is, my bad.
Rubber band man.
Yeah. The game don't change.
And that was Step Brothers Brian Rucker and Ryan Bars. Together, they are the Atlanta-based band The Norm. Their next show is Saturday at the Athfest Music Festival in Athens. On Second Thought is produced by Amelia Brock, Leighton Rowell, and the Raven Taylor. Jesse Neiswanger is our engineer. Our interns are Allison Krausman and Jake Troyer. Don Smith, our dean of grammar. Amy Kiley is senior producer, and Sarah Shariari is managing editor of GPB News. I'm Virginia Prescott. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. This is On Second Thought. It's cooling on the low, man. My partners who slang a roll, kicking flow, rolling boat. Let these other